It is good to be with you this morning to reflect on music and worship and on the creation of a new hymnal and worship book for Mennonite churches that will be called Voices Together. Voices Together will look like this. Purple, the size and shape of hymnal and worship book, about 1,000 pages long. Voices Together will not look like this. The pages of this demo version are blank. The Mennonite Worship and Song Committee, 14 people from across Canada and the United States, including Paul Duick and Annalie Lepteson, who have connections in this area, is working hard to fill these pages with words for worship, with scripture arranged for use in worship, with visual art, and of course, with songs. These pages will be full of music and words intended to be sung by communities of faith. Voices Together will be published in 2020. That's 28 years after Hymnal of Worship Book was published in 1992. Hymnal of Worship Book is a tough act to follow. My deep appreciation for this volume and the daunting weight of working on a similar book have grown as I have spent hundreds of hours with this material over the past few years. But this blue hymnal has been important to me for a long time. For 5 years, I lived in Ottawa, where I was a pastor at Ottawa Mennonite Church. I was also part of a dinner church group that meets weekly. 1 week, we did show and tell. Everyone was invited to bring an object that is important for our faith and life story. I brought Hymnal, a Worship Book. This book gathers so much of my faith and life story between two blue covers. On these pages, I find songs I sang in Spanish with my home church, First Mennonite in Kitchener. On these pages, I find songs I sang in chapel at Conrad Grable, words that spoke to my 19-year-old faith through stunning, archaic 19th century poetry. On these pages, I find songs I played meditatively to myself on the piano. I find songs I sang on Parliament Hill with other Mennonite high school students to protest Canadian involvement in the war in Iraq. I find songs I chose for my grandparents' funerals, although none of my grandparents were Mennonite. On these pages, I find one of the two songs I chose for my baptism Sunday. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, number 118, formerly known as 606. The other song I chose was a contemporary worship song, Shout to the Lord by Hillsong. I expect that many of you could flip through these pages and remember people and events and places in your lives that you associate with these songs. Hymnal of Worship Book not only connects to my personal story, it also invites me into a story that is larger than myself. Through these pages, I have sung and prayed with Christians from every century for 2,000 years. North African theologian Augustine of Hippo, medieval mystic Julian of Norwich, reformer Martin Luther, early Anabaptist leader Balthazar Hubmaier, and Methodist poet Charles Wesley, to name only a few. And through these pages, I have learned the stories of Scripture. I have met brave women, fearful disciples, and passionate prophets. I have met Jesus by the lakeshore, healing our every ill, drenched in mingled love and sorrow. And then, up from the grave, he arose. Worship and song invite us into a story that is larger than ourselves. In worship, we tell and sing the story. We learn and repeat the story. We internalize and embody the story. A few minutes ago, we heard one of the scripture worship resources that will likely be included in Voices Together, Deuteronomy 6. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This is the foundational commandment for both Jews and Christians. Jesus quotes this scripture text in response to the question, "What is the greatest commandment?" And then he adds, quoting Leviticus, "A second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Even when we don't fully understand how to live into the words, which is quite often, we can still learn these words. We can weave these words into our lives. We can practice these words. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. One way of keeping these words in our hearts is singing. Singing is a way to teach love of God and neighbor to our children, to cultivate the desire to love God and neighbor in the morning and at night, to begin to live love of God and neighbor when we are at home and when we are away. The words of scripture that I know by heart are words of scripture set to music and songs inspired by the stories of scripture. Deuteronomy presents this command not as an abstract principle, but in the context of a story. A little later in chapter 6, we read, "When your children ask you, 'What is the meaning of God's commands?' then you shall say, 'We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but God brought us out of Egypt with awesome signs and wonders. God brought us out in order to bring us in, to give us the land that God promised our ancestors. Then God gave us these commands for our lasting good, to keep us alive.'" In Deuteronomy, this story is not told as history, but as a story that each generation can claim and enter in new ways. Our songs also invite us into the larger story of the relationship between God and God's people. They invite us to remember where we come from in a way that makes the past present, and to remember where we are going in a way that anticipates the future with hope. These songs invite us to remember our story in a way that strengthens us here and now to live into love of God and neighbor. Worship and song invite us into this larger story. Parts of this story are constant. After all, I am speaking about a scripture text that is about 2,500 years old. For some of us, heart songs may be the anchor that ground us in the stable center of God's story. Heart songs are not quite the same thing as favorite songs or popular songs. Rather, they are songs that sustain us in times of loss or uncertainty, or that we turn to in times of joy and celebration. They are the songs that we long to sing for the rest of our lives and to pass on to future generations. Heart songs are the songs we cannot live without. During the first year of the Hymnal Project, there were several surveys focused on gathering heart songs. There is also a group led by Paul Duick consulting around Kernlieder, core songs that are especially important in Russian Mennonite communities, including Holy, 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 that the choir sang so beautifully earlier this morning. In addition to heart songs, other songs that ground us in this stable center may be songs rooted in history. There are a handful of hymns in Hymnal, a Worship Book, that are based on early Anabaptist sources from the 16th century, including "We Are People of God's Peace," which is at number 407 in Hymnal, a Worship Book. This is a 20th century hymn text based on the writings of Menno Simons and set to a 16th century tune. When the Worship and Song Committee discussed this hymn, we reflected on how it expresses a bit too much confidence in our human capacity to succeed in being people of God's peace. Adam Tice, the text editor, then returned to the writings of Menno Simons and drawing on the passage on which this hymn text is based, crafted an additional verse, verse 2 in the version we sang this morning, a verse that recognizes, though we falter and we fail, by the Holy Spirit's power, God is working through us. The songs that link us to the stable center of the story are stable, yet still require careful tending, as do the songs on the growing edges of the story. In the reading from Luke, we hear the story of two friends who, grieving the death of Jesus, baffled by the empty tomb, meet a stranger on the road. They tell their story to the stranger, and in response, he retells their story to them. He interpreted for them the things written in the scriptures, starting with Moses and going through all the prophets. Later, when they recognize the stranger as Jesus, they think back to the conversation and ask one another, "Were not our hearts on fire when he spoke to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" In that moment, the story they thought they knew grew and changed. In that moment, they encountered the living Christ, the God who makes all things new. The story of God that we are invited into in worship and song is always growing and changing. It is crucial to attend to the growing edges as well as the stable center, to listen to the stories on the margins that are leading us onward, and to nurture emerging directions. Two examples of growing edges that we aspire to nurture in Voices Together are intercultural worship and contemporary worship. The Voices Together Committee is trying to listen carefully for the heart songs of a broad range of cultural and linguistic traditions present in Mennonite Church Canada and USA. We are grateful to have groups of volunteer consultants working with music and worship resources with connections to Indigenous communities, music in a broad range of African American idioms, and with whether and how to include American Sign Language in the collection, joining our hands as well as our voices in worship. We are also trying to listen well to Mennonite congregations who worship in languages other than English. In addition to committee members making local connections, we obtained a grant so that three committee members could visit about a dozen Mennonite congregations across Canada and the United States who worship in languages other than English. For the most part, these communities will not use Voices Together in worship. Nevertheless, they warmly welcomed the opportunity to share their heart songs, and we hope that they will see themselves represented in the hymnal, and that those who use the hymnal will be drawn into their stories through song. Earlier this morning, we sang a Korean heart song that we are pursuing including in Voices Together, "To My Precious Lord." Sejin Lee, a Korean-American member of the Worship and Song Committee, shared how this song is often sung weekly during the offering in Korean congregations. However, this song is unlike many of the songs received as part of this intercultural listening process, since all of the intercultural congregations the committee visited are singing primarily contemporary worship music. Contemporary worship music is also sung in many English language Mennonite congregations and is being written by Anabaptist songwriters. Although it emerged in Pentecostal and evangelical contexts, contemporary worship music is now a well-established form of worship across Christian denominations, progressive and conservative theological perspectives, and has been embraced in diverse cultures around the world and within North America. It is striking to me that, less than 2 years ago, the community gathered in grief and solidarity on the steps of the Las Vegas City Hall following a horrendous mass shooting, did not sing the traditional Amazing Grace, but instead sang the contemporary worship song, "How Great is Our God." I hope Mennonites present at that event would know the song and be able to join in the chorus proclaiming that love is stronger than death, and we are held in God, the beginning and the end. It is also striking to me that the song the UMEI choir led us in earlier this morning, "You Called Me Out Upon the Waters, Oceans," is well-loved here at UMEI, and that it has also been named as a heart song by many Spanish-language congregations in Mennonite Church USA, which is why Spanish is included on the page alongside English. Contemporary worship music brings us together in ways we might not expect. In addition to songs and prayers that engage the growing edges, the new life of cultural and linguistic diversity and contemporary worship, the Hymnal Committee also recognizes that we now live in a visual culture and that visual arts have been more fully embraced in Mennonite worship over the past few decades. We are including 12 works of visual art by 12 different artists in 12 distinct styles and voices together. These works of art tell the story of creation and covenant, the advent and birth of Jesus, his life, teaching, and ministry, his death and resurrection, the sending of the Spirit, and the life of the church in worship and mission. You have been viewing one of these works, Alive by Anne Berry, which was created for the theme, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. Anne provides the following artist statement. Inspired by the work of Black artists and designers, Alive is an unapologetic commentary on the concepts of dark and light within the context of life and death, and the ways in which Blackness often wrongly evokes negative, dehumanizing associations. As the focal point of the composition, the Black cross tree conveys strength, power, and beauty. Meanwhile, the supporting imagery emphasizes the scriptural themes of transformation and renewal, emanating outward from their rooted and grounded source. Dark and light result in a visual narrative that acknowledges loss while simultaneously celebrating creation, inviting us, or perhaps commanding us, to open ourselves to change, reclaim our humanity, and safeguard the humanity of others. We hope these 12 works of art will encourage congregations to receive the gifts of visual artists in worship and invite us into our shared story in new ways. The two friends who met the stranger on the road to Emmaus did not recognize him in their discussion of scripture. Their eyes were opened by the breaking of the bread. After they invited him in and sat down at the table for an ordinary meal, the stranger took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, the one who had blessed and broken bread to feed thousands, the one who had blessed and broken bread at a final meal with his friends. They recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Most of our worship and song is ordinary. Yet every once in a while, there may be a moment when a repeated action or a familiar song reveals the risen Christ. These fleeting moments, these ephemeral connections, remind us that when we enter into a story that is larger than ourselves, we enter into a story that we did not create and cannot control. We set aside our preferences and desires, and we surrender ourselves to the story, to being formed by a tradition, to the possibility of encountering Christ in the ordinary and the strange. Being connected to this larger story connects us to people who are very different from us, who tell and live God's story in different ways. The Worship and Song Committee hopes that you will find something of yourselves in voices together, something familiar and comfortable, something that connects with your personal stories and with your shared story here in Leamington. However, we also hope that you will find something strange, something new and challenging, something unfamiliar and perhaps uncomfortable, something that invites you into a different dimension of our shared story and connects your communities to communities that are very different from your own. Hearing how someone else tells the story can raise new questions and new possibilities. And we can learn to love strange new songs. What Is This Place, number one in Hymnal A Worship Book, was a new addition to Mennonite singing in the Blue Hymnal. 27 years later, this Dutch Catholic song has become a heart song in many Mennonite congregations. It reminds us that our worship invites us into a larger story. We in this place remember and speak again what we have heard, God's free redeeming word. Here in this world, dying and living, we are each other's bread and wine, broken and shared, a living sign. We can learn new ways of connecting to a larger story in worship song and song. My hope is that Voices Together will invite us into a story that is larger than ourselves, that connects the past and the future, that is grounded and centered in love of God and neighbor, and that is growing and changing as we encounter the risen Christ on the journey.